You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And look, I will be honest with you, and I hope you don't mind my saying
this. It's not too harsh of a punishment, because we want to make sure that all of our students are
pointing at the gun at kids.
So I've been warned, and if I crack down the pages, I will be...
Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Every night here, through the looking glass, we go where truth is our bitch on this show. And let me tell you what, we go places where other talk shows wish they could, where other television shows wish they could, where other movies wish they could. And if it wasn't for me, there wouldn't be no Borat.
Yeah!
All right, 877-876-PHIL. And our website, philhendryshow.com. That's Phil Hendry Show. Hold on. I'm just reaching for a little news story here in our printer. 877-876-PHIL. Our website is philhendryshow.com. Right now, there's live streaming video of the show. I'm looking at my... Well, I ain't much to look at, but when we start the show and we actually begin performing this show, it's the only radio show actually worth watching. So get a backstage pass, watch the show, listen to the archives, listen to the downloads, listen to our podcasts, read our news feed, stay involved in the world of, the Phil Hendry Show, because it's a worthwhile pursuit when you've got, you know, when you're using your entertainment time, okay, when you've got your downtime going. 877-876-PHIL. Dean Wheeler was scheduled to be on the program earlier in the week, and we had to bump him for a variety of different news stories. We do have Dean from the Northern California Holistic Center on the line with us tonight. We're going to talk about Glenn Beck. Most recently, the story today is that Glenn Beck is ill. He's going to be taking some time off to take care of some physical problems. And we actually had scheduled you, Dean, to be on the program with us to talk about the One Nation rally.
That's correct, yes.
And we did not have the time for that. But I think the time is right, because Glenn... was the primary motivator of the One Nation rally, which was a rally of a progressive group. Why don't you tell me what you think in your mind the One Nation rally was?
Well, I know that it was a representation of the progressive ideal and voter in America. Ed Schultz, who had been criticized for making the comment that he could get as many people to a rally as Glenn Beck, were he given the same or even part of the same amount of time to organize it, that's exactly what Ed Schultz was able to do. And many of the union groups were represented. What we saw at the One Nation rally, and I'm going to preface my remark, Phil, with to allude to what you just said. We certainly don't wish Glenn Beck any ill. We hope that he's not seriously ill.
Absolutely.
And that goes without saying, and that's not what it's about. We know he's a father and a husband, and we wish him well physically. We want a healthy Glenn Beck to come back and jump feet first into this into the fight for truth in America, because that really is what this is all about, truth. And what we saw on last weekend, Phil, was the truth. The voters of America, the American people, are overwhelmingly progressive people who are behind President Obama 100%.
All right, now that let's interrupt for just a second here, Dean, because the rally last week quoted a great many people who say they support the president, but they're disappointed with him.
That was very interesting how they represented those people. I did not hear of any such comments. What I heard were people 100% lockstep behind President Obama. What you're referring to might have been the same dynamic that we've seen Tea Party people claim when we see these witch doctor posters, when we see these Hitler posters, and when we see these blatantly racist depictions of the president. And they always say, oh, well, that's a minority. You're going to have to expect that. Well, that's what we say about the people that criticize Barack Obama.
But you don't know that that's the case.
Oh, well, I guess the Tea Party people don't know whether they have racists that populate their movement in a significant number or not. But we're going to say what they said when people had that boogeyman poster. They said those people don't represent us.
And I take them at their word. So I'll take you at your word. You believe that the people who are progressive, who say they voted for President Obama but don't support what he's doing, you think they are in the minority.
But not only in the minority, they're an extremist branch. They are strange people. I put them in the, you have to understand, I put them in the exact same camp as the people with the witch doctor posters in the Tea Party movement. I think they are almost disturbed. I think that they are bigots.
Well, wait a minute. If they voted, what kind of bigots are we talking about?
I mean that they are bigoted from the standpoint of never blaming themselves for having voted for someone that they shouldn't have voted for. Or they're plants by the Republicans.
Do you think some of the witch doctor posters and Hitler posters at the Tea Party are plants by progressives?
I certainly do not.
And all right, well, then why would you think that these people are plants by Republicans or conservatives?
Because that's what they do. The dirty trick is what they do. You have to be a little bit more sophisticated and be involved in the political planning and processing, as I have, Phil, for almost three decades, to understand that the Republicans wrote the book on the dirty trick, and the conservatives have picked up on it. Now, the reason why this is of interest is because Glenn Beck has said that he is not feeling well. And I wanted to say on your program here tonight, and I'm hopeful that there will be others who will echo what I'm saying. Excuse me. I'm going to get a drink of water.
Certainly. We're with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we're talking about the the reality of the voter, the reality of the political think in America. You all right, Dean?
Yeah, I'm fine. Go ahead.
Well, you're saying that the American people are soundly behind President Obama because your rally last week proves it.
Yes, and the Glenn Beck rally was a rally by a television personality who was giving away T-shirts and giving away coffee mugs. Whenever you have any kind of rally or gathering of people that has been created by a media figure or a radio station or television station, it is almost a sure bet that the people are gathering in part because they're going to get something for free. In the case of Glenn Beck, there were people out there wearing the T-shirts he was giving out and the coffee mugs and these tchotchke things that they give out. We didn't give anything out at the One Nation rally. So we had 100% support for President Obama, and the Glenn Beck rally was, I would say, at best 50% support for conservative ideals, and the other 50% were there to simply go and get his autograph and get one of his T-shirts. That is the reason.
Now, you know, I've been in media for a long time.
But that's the reality, Phil. That's the reality.
All right. I've been in the entertainment end of media for a long time. I know that we have remote broadcasts, I know that we do personal appearances, and I know that people like to get free things. What you're telling me is this rally by Glenn Beck was a rally primarily of fans as opposed to the One Nation rally you had last weekend, a rally primarily of supporters for President Obama.
That is exactly what people are missing, and that's what I'm saying. And that's why we are confident that our rally last weekend was overwhelmingly the expression of real popular sentiment in this country, and not just people who drove, I think you mentioned a couple from Wisconsin, who drove to get a Glenn Beck T-shirt. We know these stories.
Well, those people had claimed they'd been out of work. They were very politically motivated.
Well, we know these stories of people who get in their car and drive for miles to go get an autograph. That's what you had at the Glenn Beck rally.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. So President Obama supporters are more populist. Glenn Beck supporters simply want an autograph and a coffee mug. You're saying that because, therefore, whatever movement there is behind Glenn, it's not a real political movement.
No, by no stretch of the imagination is it a real political movement. It's a movement of people who follow him to get his autograph on his book. and get a bobblehead doll.
Now, the people that are going to Tea Party events, the people that were at that rally, Glenn's rally, and listened to the speakers and watched the other people involved, they know that they have a certain sentiment about America.
Glenn Beck, Phil, has taken off for medical reasons, okay? I don't doubt that his medical condition is the result of a strain that he's undergoing, having to carry on his shoulders a movement of people that he knows have been essentially duped with free books and coffee mugs and bumper stickers.
So that's what I'm saying. You think that the Tea Party movement...
Not so much the Tea Party movement, but a big portion of it. Much, much bigger than we think. And that's why when you take the 100% of people who went to our rally and you put that up against the 50% of the people that went to the Glenn Beck rally, we win. What happened at the Glenn Beck rally is the other 50% were there to get bumper stickers and chapstick and whatever they give out.
That's a lot of people showing up for a personal appearance to get freebies, you know.
But they wanted to see Glenn, and they wanted to get an autograph and have him autograph their T-shirt. And you've been to those events. You've seen the girls. They want to have him autograph their brassiere or something like that. I mean, you can have all the fun you want, Mr. Beck, and we certainly hope that you feel better. But your little movement where women want you to autograph their underwear and you give away bumper stickers, that's not a political movement. That's not a patriotic movement. The patriotic movement was the One Nation rally in the National Mall on Saturday. And we are, I'll tell you what, I think we finally showed our numbers there.
All right, Dean Wheeler with us, 877-876-PHIL. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The basic premise here is that Glenn's numbers at his rally were fortified or filled out by just fans looking for, looking to see him.
You're looking to see him, but you can't, you also have to not underestimate the fact he's giving away T-shirts and bumper stickers. That's what gets them out there. There wouldn't have been half the number of people, maybe, that Glenn Beck got. You can have that number if he wasn't giving away keychains and CDs and things like this.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the Tea Party movement, or at least the number of people that showed up in the Capitol Mall. Is that really just a mirage? Most of those people looking for free T-shirts, bumper stickers, and an autographed book from Glenn Beck, whereas the One Nation rally, the liberal rally last weekend, is the real deal, liberals and progressives rallying behind President Obama. Your thoughts, 877-876-PHIL. Back with Dean Wheeler in a moment here on this Friday night on the world-famous, groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Well, I'll let you comment on that. 877-876-PHIL. Welcome back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with me, Dean Wheeler, from the Northern California Holistic Center. We're talking about last week's One Nation rally. We've finally been able to get Dean on the air. We had an awful lot of business to take care of this week, and we kept having to push him. And I think it is fortuitous to have you on, Dean, because Glenn Beck has announced he's taking some time off. But before we get back to your contention that the One Nation rally represents the real America and Glenn's rally was just 50% fans looking for free T-shirts, I want you to comment. You want me to comment on something I was saying?
Well, I heard you talking about Ed Schultz during the commercial break. You said he is not a very talented man. And
if you heard everything that I said, though, was that I don't think that Ed's a talented man, but I think he's an amazing, I think he's done a lot with what he's got, man. He's done a lot. He found a market before Air America. Before there was ever an Air America, Ed identified there's no liberal voice, and he went out and he did that.
And what about Alex Jones?
Well, you can't tell me that you think Alex Jones. Alex is a fantastic marketer and a great. He's a carny. I mean, he's selling his CDs about 9/11 truth.
Well, I feel the reason why I brought that up is to tell your audience that this is what's wrong with our country. The media bias against the liberal voice that last week was so resoundingly present in our nation's capital, and the willingness to allow Glenn Beck to sneak away just a few weeks before an election. Hello? Okay, Phil?
Okay, meaning what?
Meaning Glenn Beck's going off to hide. Ed Schultz is out there.
Glenn Beck says that he needs a doctor to look at him, and I take him at his word.
Well, I find the timing very interesting.
Not everything is a conspiracy. Okay.
I'm not saying a conspiracy. I'm saying that I find it very interesting that Mr. Beck has decided to take this amount of time off to go and have his feet looked at, which I think is laughable. He needs to have his feet looked at while Republicans are going to be covered in a shroud of blood and fire.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to this election.
I can tell, sir. 877-876. Republicans will be covered in a shroud of blood and fire. 877-876-PHIL. Hi, Lisa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. We talk about Glenn Beck, Ed Schultz, and the relative value of the two rallies, I guess. Go ahead, Lisa.
Wow. Hello from Nashville, Tennessee. And let me tell you, I don't know who this guy is I'm actually listening to, but I tell you, Glenn Beck is not the leader. He's a beacon. His rallying light that brings us together.
Our T-shirts. T-shirts and chapstick.
Wait. You've been talking. Do I get a moment here?
Yes, you do. But I just want the beacon are free coffee cups and bumper stickers.
Let's let the lady finish.
So here's what I want to say. The people that went.
I want to ask you, Lisa. This is Phil, Lisa. I want you to keep that phone near your mouth because you're fading in and out. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm on a houseboat. So let me tell you, as far as the Tea Party and the conservative movement goes, which, by the way, I'm a lesbian living in Nashville. I should be a liberal, but I'm not because I don't like how this country's being run. I don't believe in socialism.
Oh my God. You're a lesbian and you are voting for Glenn Beck?
I'm not voting for Glenn Beck. I'm voting
for
conservative. Excuse me. I'm not voting for Glenn Beck. I'm voting for conservative measures in this country that don't spend it to the hell brick of everything. I will tell you this. Glenn Beck, as far as he goes, he's not the point. The point is you can't spend your way out of bankruptcy, and that's where we're at.
Let's say I agree with you, but the fact is we have a larger movement than the conservatives.
You ship in busload and busload of union members that you pay to show up at a rally that trash them all when conservatives come there to put our feet down, act respectably, and leave it clean as a pin. What's up with that, man? What's up with that?
Excuse me, you know what I'd like to say to that?
You said
I don't know the truth of that because there were Glenn Beck bumper stickers and T-shirts laying everywhere.
You can look at the pictures.
People
can
smell the cannabis
pictures.
Smoke.
Wait a minute. I don't want to hear anything about cannabis smoke. Hold on, for Mr. Wheeler. Nobody got arrested for marijuana possession.
Well, the anecdotal evidence is that there was a very heavy cloud of marijuana smoke up near the stage.
Oh, come on. Hey, dude, misdirection.
Look, let's stick to the point. The point that Mr. Wheeler was making, I want Lisa to address. He's saying that the larger body of voters in support is with President Obama, that the Tea Party people and the Glenn Beck people are more fan people who go out to get books signed. Comment on that, Lisa?
Like, we could care. Yeah. I don't even have a bumper sticker on my car, and I work 6 days a week. How about the people that work for this country, that pay their taxes, that aren't working for some bust-in union people to get paid to go stand there and hold a sign? Come on, Get out of your ivory tower and get down.
You have to believe that. I'm on the. You have to believe that. You have to vilify the people that were in that movement because you can't take the idea that there were more of them there, and the only reason you turned out to get a free chapstick.
No, she didn't. She didn't. Lisa, we're going to have to take a break, but I think you made some good points, and we do have to break. 877-876 Phil Dean Wheeler, the One Nation rally, the Glenn Beck rally. How many people really do represent each movement? And Dean said there are more people on the side of President Obama. 877-876 Phil, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, my God.
Phil Hendry.
Oh, my God, a lesbian?
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And we're online as well at philhendryshow.com. If you want to watch a live-streaming video of the show, you can do that. We're at, as I mentioned, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. You can look at me right now doing the show. You can also listen to the audio. You can get the download tomorrow on our site or at iTunes. We have our mini podcast as well as our classic Phil. It's there at philhendryshow.com. With Dean Wheeler here from the Northern California Holistic Center, we're talking about the One Nation rally last weekend and Glenn Beck's rally. Your point, Dean, about the vacation time?
Well, no. The point that I was, but you and I were talking about how they criticized President Obama for taking time off. Glenn Beck is taking time off to go and have his feet looked at. Or one can only hope that somebody who I support will come up with something a little more inventive when they decide they want to run away from covering an election that might, come out badly for them.
All indications are conservatives are going to do very well.
Well, all indications are now that conservatives are not as strong as they were. The point is, though, we have a lot of people on our side who are not going to rallies looking for a free tour jacket, a free Glenn Beck carrying case or whatever they give out.
I don't know if Glenn was giving all that stuff away.
They always give that kind of thing away at these events that are fronted by television or radio personalities. And this is something I would hope you don't.
877-876-PHIL. We'll take your phone calls here, and let's go to San Francisco, Hayward, California. Listening on KNEW is Ray. Ray, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi, thank you. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I had to pull over the road when I heard Mr. Dean, I believe, saying that people came to Washington for keychains and the Beck rally.
A significant part of them.
That is
not all of them. A significant part of them. Not all of them, no.
Okay, but 500,000 people, they came to voice an opinion that this administration is taking this country down the drain with its progressive, socialistic viewpoints and its czars and everything. I mean, can't you see that? Your rally, One Nation, was people holding up communist signs, socialist signs.
And you have 90%
were on welfare.
And you have witch doctor signs.
90% of those people are on welfare.
And 90% of your people are probably racists. You want me to continue to make those ridiculous
claims? There you go. You're always going
to
talk about something else.
There you go. Yeah, there you go with 90% on welfare. You can't prove that 90% of those people are on welfare. So why would you say something like that? My name is not Janine. My name isn't Janine. It's Dean.
He said Dean.
No, I'm not. If you want me to listen, then don't make claims like 90% are on welfare. No, I'm not going to listen to that.
You cannot digest. You cannot digest when people come for a purpose to bring this nation back to God, a foundation where spirituality needs to be revived.
What are you talking about? I may not. I'm an American first, sir, and a Christian second. I believe in the Constitution, and it is only the Constitution that protects your Christianity. And I will say this once again. If you say there's 90% there who are on welfare, I say about half of your people were there to get a Glenn Beck pair of Glenn Beck sunglasses.
Oh, I see. And you're talking like a child.
I want to ask a question, Dean. Where is your evidence of Glenn Beck sunglasses?
If you looked at that broadcast as I did, I saw the Glenn Beck T-shirts. I saw one woman with a T-top, a pink I Love Glenn. And they were doing
one person out of 500,000.
A friend of mine said they had lines going down the mall for these. Lines going down the mall for balloons and Glenn Beck hats.
Obama supporter. Your friend's Obama supporter. Sure, he'll say anything.
Oh, I see. So anybody who says something against you must be a Obama supporter. Or this was on TV. They had Glenn Beck straw hats.
How do you know they weren't giving this stuff away for free?
Right. Giving it away for free? I don't think so.
One Nation would not have, maybe they would have had 2,000 or 3,000 people if they were not bussed in, given food, given credit for high school. I mean, you know, and taken off, you know, they were paying a lot of those people coming
all
in.
All lies told by Glenn Beck. And no wonder he's taking time off, because I'd hate to have to be him and answer for those lies. Instead, we're here, Ed Schultz will be there, and he'll be going door to door. And only then will we have bumper stickers, not at some rally.
What do you mean bumper stickers when?
At the polling on Election Day. Of course we'd have bumper stickers then.
All right. Thank you, Ray, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Jack in Yakima, Washington, listening on KBBO. Go ahead, Jack. You're on the air with Dean Wheeler.
Hi. Yeah, I think yes. It's kind of this Wheeler guy, whatever his name is kind of missing the point because...
My name is Dean.
It doesn't have anything to do with the most people who showed up at a rally or anything. The people, the Tea Party, the people right now are not behind Obama. They're not even, a lot of them, they don't care.
Republican, Democrat.
Yeah. They're looking for good, honest politicians to represent them. And that's what they're looking for right now. I know a lot
of people
here I talk
and free T-shirts.
And
why do you keep saying the free T-shirts? If you say that there's free T-shirts and you say there's free straw hats and you saw these where?
I saw, and ask anybody listening, the souvenir stands, Glenn Beck merchandise.
It doesn't matter what happened at the rally. And besides, there's an X amount of people. I've been
on
radio.
They wouldn't have gotten that many people if they weren't giving away T-shirts.
There's only a small amount of people who show up for all the freebie stuff, and you'll find out when people go to the polls and vote that they're not supporting Obama or the other people behind him. I talk to people here, including my daughter. My daughter voted for Obama. She's a strong Obama supporter. She's 22, and now she laughs that she voted for him, and you couldn't. She goes, Dad, you're right. I was wrong.
Excuse me, I hate to say this, but that shows the relative intelligence of your daughter. I mean, I hate to say that, but if she doesn't really know why she votes for people, you're using that as an example of intelligence. I would use that as an example without a backbone. They don't have a backbone.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not. If you're using one vote, the idea of the rally, Glenn, Dean, when you're talking about all of these people. As opposed to Glenn's rally, you're making the argument there wouldn't have been as many people at Glenn's rally were they not giving away things. So what are we saying here? Because there was free merchandise, that's the only reason why they were interested to go see Glenn Beck?
I think that, yes.
No, I watch Glenn Beck on TV, and I don't get a free T-shirt or anything else.
You get a free TV show.
I get free entertainment, you're a moron.
You must be laughing because you don't even know why you made the phone call, do you? Everything you've said,
I made the phone call because people are tired of your PC liberal stuff, and it's going to show up.
And they're tired of your Tea Party and your voodoo economics, and your Glenn Beck. What do you think about your boy running away right at the election time?
I really would like you to give me some ideas of why you think he's running away. The man says he's got physical problems that he needs to have checked out.
Yeah, real convenient that it's around election time.
Hey, this whole thing isn't about you. It isn't about Glenn Beck. It isn't about this other guy you talk about. It's about the people being tired of how they've been treated, and it's going to show up at the polls. It's going to show up at the polls.
You hope.
And you can make it about anything you want. But what it's about is people are tired of being abused, and they're going to vote.
Oh, you're so abused. You know, you got your free Glenn Beck T-shirt. I don't have a free Glenn Beck T-shirt. I think you probably got a closet full of that stuff. Straw hats.
You're right.
T-shirt.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Jack. I think you've made your point.
No, I haven't. The point is, Phil, and that people are missing it, and it's a great, I think I'm making a great point, that the Tea Party conservative movement is filled with people who were attracted to it because, yes, they're tired of taxes, but, oh, yeah, do you have anything free to give me? And it makes sense. Those two things dovetail together. I'm tired of paying so many taxes. Well, here's a straw hat. Now I'm really tired of paying. Well, here's a T-shirt. And more and more and more until finally you get Glenn's autograph. And for some of these females, and Glenn's a happily married man, but if he were not, for some of these females, oh, and I even get to sleep with him. I'm sorry.
Well, that's uncalled for.
I'm sorry. But you know that that's how it works.
No, I don't know that that's how it works. And that's uncalled for. 877-876-PHIL. Bob in Wichita, Kansas. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have listened to Glenn Beck before. I'm a truck driver. And I honestly feel like the people who go to rallies, they go to them because they want to, irregardless of what side of the fence you're on. And even though I don't know what their sheer numbers were, that's what I'm kind of interested in, to see what the sheer numbers were, irregardless of whether they're there to get a T-shirt or you know, just listen to the man speak. I can only speak for myself that whether you're sitting behind the wheel of a truck or sitting behind your desk, people who listen to the man on the radio, where they're sure that there ain't no freebies being handed out. We do that of our own free will, and there's a few million of us that listen to the man on the radio. So
that's true. That's true. I'll tell you this, Bob. You say there's no freebies. What about all the steaks he gives away? Yeah.
That's Sean Hannity.
I'm sorry?
That Sean Hannity gives away the steaks.
Well, what's the difference between that? The same kind of guy. He's giving away steaks, pork chops, which I find offensive. Don't you, sir? Is it Bob? Don't you find that offensive that a guy's giving away pork chops to your wife while you're on the road?
My connection on this end is pretty bad. Have a good one.
Yeah, mine's bad too, Bob. Thank you very much. That was a horrible connection. Gentleman is mobile. Say that again.
What's there to say? You know, Glenn Beck is giving away steaks. That man said that Glenn Beck doesn't give away things on the radio. Steaks, cuts of meat. And you know, what is amazing, Phil, is that the stations allow it. The FCC hasn't interceded. There are husbands all over the country that think it's wonderful that this man is giving away meat in the middle of the day to a primarily female audience. And America, the conservatives, think it's all very classy. I think it's, you know...
Well, I think you're reading into it something that you...
No, I'm not. Trust me.
877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Dan. Dan, listening to us on WEEO in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, I just want to make a quick point. You got a half a million people showing up for a rally. You really believe that out of a half a million people, half of them people show up just to get bumper stickers and free items? Way too many people for just a few of them people to show up to get free stuff when they can go to glennbeck.com and easily buy that stuff. It just makes no
sense. That's true, but you can't get it autographed. You can't get it autographed. And what they do is they want the merchandise, which you're absolutely right, you can get, but then they stand in line and wait for them to autograph it. That's
what you don't get. People show up for rallies with that many people to support the person hosting the rally. They don't show up for the free
many
stuff.
Of them. Not all of them. Many of them show up for the reason you said. But also about 50% show up for straw hats.
You're telling me if you were a fan of your favorite person, no matter celebrity or whoever it is, with a half a million people, you would just show up to get free stuff. I highly doubt it.
I told you I'd show up to have it autographed. To meet him, in other words. So you have the people that you're talking about.
You think Glenn Beck's going to sit there and autograph half a million people's merchandise or items or whatever they have?
Sir, if you'll pardon me, you're not listening. I didn't say a half a million. I said 50% of that half million That's 250,000.
That's 250,000
show up to get
people.
to get chapstick and keychain.
250,000 people.
You're right. You're right. He's not. But those 250,000 people don't know it, now, do they?
And that 250,000 people ain't gonna come to a big rally like that to get free stuff. They're coming to a rally to show their support of what your song is.
You're saying that they won't do that, and yet I'm telling you that they did. Because we got a 500,000 people, and we didn't give away jack. We didn't give away anything. And we got all kinds of people.
Well, there are people claiming that you gave away bus rides.
Well, that's all hokum. They can't prove that. And yet I have the videotape evidence of Glenn Beck signing a woman's... All right, you want me to say it? He was signing a woman's bra.
Signing a woman's bra. I don't believe that for a minute.
Mr. Henry?
I don't believe for a minute at a rally that was supposed to be about bringing God back into the lives of Americans, Glenn signing women's brassieres.
Well, then you lie with the fact. You go ahead and argue with the image. Because there's a clear television image of Mr. Beck signing a woman's bare.
Bare?
You got it.
I don't believe it.
I know you don't believe it. You and this gentleman from Pennsylvania. You guys don't believe anything that it just rocks your little worldview.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with Dean Wheeler in just a moment.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
He signed a woman's ass.
Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL on the line with me is Dean Wheeler. We'll go to another phone call here as we talk over the last few minutes about, really, I guess we're asking on leading up to the election, did those rallies mean anything? Did the Glenn Beck rally mean anything? Did the One Nation rally mean anything? You know, why were the people there? Was it about, you know, star power? You claim that it was.
In the case of Glenn Beck, I do, Phil. And
you make the claim, the outrageous claim, that it was on television, Glenn Beck signing women's brassieres. Did you see that?
The signing of a brassiere is a de rigueur act in these media events of television, radio, or music personalities.
It may be what you consider to be de rigueur. Did you see that, or did anyone see it?
I can assure you.
Well, no, you can't. I've been in the media for 30 years, so I know what, you know, goes on. Did you see any Glenn signing a woman's bra?
I know that there have been times at radio station events that I went to, I saw the disc jockey sign women's underwear and their rear end, their bare rear ends, I think it is very logical to believe that Glenn Beck did the same.
I don't think it's logical at all, given the reason why everybody was rallying. 877-876-PHIL. On another phone call here, John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, John.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and I'd like to say I can't believe you're taking this guy serious. Listen, I'm a small business owner, and I'm a taxpayer, not a taker, and I believe in Glenn Beck, and because he stands behind the people and what people do.
Not Glenn Beck. His name's Beck.
Glenn
Beck.
Beck. You're right. Not Glenn Beck. Beck. Oh, is that how you like
wait
to
a minute.
Things out?
No, sir. I don't know who you're talking about. When you say a man's name is Peck, you might be talking
Glenn
to someone else.
Beck. B-E-C-K. Is that okay with you?
I don't know how he spells it.
All right. We're talking about the same gentleman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
You got it. Okay, so like I was saying...
Am I all right? You're the guy calling him Black Peck. Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh,
I'm fine.
You know, you resort to, like, childish little games that seem to...
Yeah,
like,
we don't have to do that. Exactly. The man... We know who the gentleman's talking about.
I know who I'm talking about, Phil. When the gentleman calls up and says somebody by the name of Peck, I don't know.
I know who he's talking about. Go ahead, John.
Well, like I was saying... I'm a taxpayer, and I think that Glenn Beck is very knowledgeable about what's happening in this country. And I am also concerned about what's happening in this country. And you don't seem, you just like to play games with, like, signing bras, and who cares about that stuff? Seriously.
Are you aware that this man that you trust so much, Glenn Beck, was a disc jockey at one time on the Morning Zoo show signing women's breasts? Now he's your leader in some marvelous moral crusade, and that's wonderful. But the man at the very heart of it is still an entertainer, and if some girl takes her bra off and says, would you sign my you-know-what, you going to turn that down? You know, no man alive is going to say no to that.
Oh, come on. What, you know what? You're making assumptions that we don't know that any of this stuff happened. And I'll tell you something else. If you're talking about a savvy guy, if a woman takes her bra off at a rally where we're bringing ourselves back to God and asks, will you sign my breast, I got money on it, says he'll say no.
Really? Okay. I don't know any normal man that could say no to that.
Well, like the gentleman was saying, it's a childish point of view.
I am saying no. And you can't deny this. This man's a businessman. You are too, Mr. Hendry. People don't go to things for freebies. Yes, they do. And if Glenn Beck is at the Capitol Mall giving away, they give away these car wash coupons. I don't know if you've ever seen that. You get money off for a car wash. That's what they do.
Phil Hendry.
How do I know? I-